With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Line by line, President Trump says he's been going over the records of how taxpayer dollars have been doled out by the federal government. And Mr. Trump says it is not a pretty picture.
The biggest thing is what they do to our country. They're taking massive amounts of money and spending it on items. I went through a list of 200 expenditures that were made, and I found three that looked like they were reasonable. Okay, three.
The president says hundreds of billions has been lost to waste, fraud, and abuse, and he'll have more to say about it later today. He's holding another news conference. Addressing the NATO allies, Pentagon chief spells out the Trump administration's stand on Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth denied that the United States is betraying Ukraine.
There's one man in the world capable of convening the parties together to bring peace, and that's President Donald Trump, which he demonstrated yesterday in speaking to both Vladimir Putin and Zelensky.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
It clearly gives that impression that it was a successful phone call. We all want peace in Ukraine. Obviously, we have to make sure that Ukraine is in the best possible position.
Both Rutte and Hegseth agreed that NATO's European allies must spend more on their own defense budgets. I'm Karen Shamas.
Three more Israeli hostages may be on the verge of a homecoming. Hamas says it will free the captives on Saturday as part of the Gaza ceasefire. Also at SRNnews.com, Southern California bracing for potentially devastating flooding and mudslides as an atmospheric river comes in off the Pacific, bringing heavy rains to areas previously swept by wildfires. A space heater too close to some clothing is thought to have started a fire, left two people dead at a Buddhist temple in New York City. On Wall Street, the Dow 40 points higher. This is SRN News. President Trump is receiving praise from some unexpected quarters.
Martina Navratilova was an iconic women's tennis champion. She's also an open lesbian, an LGBT activist, a Democrat, and a harsh critic of Mr. Trump. But she is cheering his executive order aimed at keeping men out of women's sports, saying the Democrats totally dropped the ball on this issue. And former Olympic champion Bruce Jenner, who's currently living as a woman, also says he supports the president on transgenderism in sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawyers for South Carolina and Planned Parenthood are returning to the state's highest court to argue how restrictive the state's abortion ban should be. The law is being enforced in South Carolina as a ban on almost all abortions around 6 weeks after conception, setting that mark as the time that an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. But Planned Parenthood and other abortion advocates say the ban should start at around 9 or 10 weeks. This is SRN News. The Justice Department is suing New York over immigration policy.
New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens.
Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing a lawsuit against the state.
This is the last thing we want to be doing. We want to be out there, all of us, fighting violent crime. Yet we're fighting illegal aliens, and that ends, and it's going to end today.
New York's green light law allows people who might not be in the U.S. legally to get a driver's license with the aim of improving road safety. Governor Kathy Hochul says New York is not backing down. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Elon Musk says he will abandon his $97.4 billion offer to buy the nonprofit behind OpenAI if the ChatGPT maker drops its plan to convert into a for-profit company. Musk and a group of investors put the offer on the table earlier this week. More details at SRNnews.com.